Well, glory to God. I don't like to have to harness up like this, but it works better, they said, so we'll try it. I want you to all be able to hear me. So as I was preparing for, I've had 2 weeks to prepare for today since we didn't gather last weekend, and so I did have something to put in the bulletin today, and I've titled our lesson today, The God Who Sees Me, and the word that describes that in Scripture is Elroy. So if you can remember Elroy, I can remember Roy easy because that was Patsy's father's name, was Roy. This Roy is spelled R-O-I, and El means God, Roy means sees me. So we're going to be looking at Hagar and Ishmael today back in Genesis. So we'll start probably in 16, I believe. Actually, there's a couple other verses I've got before that, but that's where we'll be most of the time today, is Genesis 16 and 21. But I was thinking this week about all of the times during the day that I say, thank you, Lord, that because of something that he does that's awesome for me. This week, it was just a little thing. Jackson and I were putting up fans this week, lights and fan and lights. And there's so many little screws with those, and I always drop some. And you're up on a six-foot ladder putting a fan up, and when you drop it, you don't know where it goes. And so I was working up, putting a screw in, and it dropped. And so I went like this, and I caught it. Well, that doesn't happen very often, but it saved me a lot, probably a minute or two to look for it, maybe 5 minutes. So I grabbed it and went to work again, and on the next fan I dropped another one like this and caught it again. Well, thank you, Lord. Because, you know, just little things like that save a lot of time for us. But I feel like it's God who's watching us and knows what we're doing, and he knows what we need. And so we're going to be looking at that today in Scripture. So let's go, Lord, in prayer, and we'll get started. Father, I thank you today that you are the God who sees us. You know what we're doing all the time, and that's awesome. So I thank you, Father, for watching over us, taking care of us, for the little things and the big things. There's just a lot of things in our life, Lord, that happen, and sometimes we wonder if you really see us. But Lord, I thank you that you do. That you promise in your word that you're taking care of us, and you love us, and you want what's best for us. So thank you, in Jesus' name, Amen. So in 1 Peter 3:12 it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and he is attentive to their prayer." And then in 2 Chronicles 16:9 it says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." So through Scripture, we know that God is watching us. We know that he sees us, that he sees what we need, he sees what sees what's coming off up in our day, and he knows how to take care of it. Let's go back to Genesis 16 now and look at the example of Hagar. So there's two different times, and we're going to look at both of them, that Hagar goes out just to get away from her mistress, the one that's she's a slave for. So this, just a little background, this is Abram, and just about the time when Abram and Sarah, when the Lord comes to them and tells them they're going to have she's going to have a baby, and she's 90 years old, and he's like 99, and they think it can't possibly happen. But then let's start in verse 1 of chapter 16. We're just going to go down through 21. No, just through 6 of 16. Here we go. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children. But she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar, so she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go and sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai's wife took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. And then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong that I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your servant is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." So then Sarai mistreated Hagar, and she fled from her. This is just the beginning of where Sarai started to cause trouble, and she noticed that because Hagar was pregnant, that she despised her. And so as we go on down through there, then we're going to see what God does for her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert, and it was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now with child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael. For the Lord has heard your misery, and he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." So she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she bore him, had born. And Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. So you all know then what happened with Abram and Sarah. Sarah, well, she got her name changed to Sarah when she had Isaac. And that happens in the next few chapters. And then over in Genesis 21, if you want to just go over just a few pages, this is again where Hagar and Ishmael were sent away from her, and again she goes out into the desert. So each time that a problem was caused for her, she goes out into the wilderness. This is where she ended up. And we're going to start with verse 8 in 21. "The child grew and was weaned, and on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a feast, a great feast. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar, the Egyptian, had borne to Abraham was mocking. She said to Abraham, 'Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac.' The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, 'Do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to what Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the maidservant into a nation also, because he is your offspring.' Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water, gave them to Hagar, and he set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. It's strange to me that he sent her away like that, but there was too much conflict apparently between Hagar and Sarah. So Sarah had asked him to take care of it. So what a better way to take care of it? I'll just send her away. So she's out there in wandering around in the desert, it says, and then when the water and the skin was gone, I'm in 15 now, she put the boy under one of the bushes. And she went off and sat down nearby about a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And as she sat there nearby, she began to sob. And God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, What's the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. So you see how God saw her again? He was paying attention to what was happening. He heard the boy cry, and he came to her attention. But God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. And God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. And while he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. So two different times Hagar and Ishmael were in the desert. And God saw them both times. And she named the well after the God who saw her, Elroy. I would like now to go over to Psalms 193. And if you've never read all of Psalms 139, it doesn't go that far, does it? Psalms 139. If you've never read all of 139, I'm not going to read the whole psalm, but we're going to start in verse 7 today of 139. It says, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? So according to these verses, there isn't any place that we can go to get away from God seeing us. He sees everything that we do. He knows the good and the bad that we do. And he pays attention to what we're doing. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. And if I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. So how many times a week, how many times a day do we say, thank you, Lord? Because we know he's watching. Because we know that he's helping us. He's bringing us through a lot of little difficulties and a lot of big ones. A lot of you have problems that I don't even know about. And you sometimes wonder, does God really see me? Does God know what I'm doing? Is he paying attention to what's going on in my life? It's awesome to see the little things, to know the little things that he does. So as we close up today, I'm going to have Jamie and Spanky come back and sing us a final song. If any of you have prayer needs, bring them. Well, Matt and I will be here to pray with you. Just remember that God sees you. He's paying attention to what you're doing, and he knows what you need before you ask.